Can you talk a little bit about how you use cytokines in your practice, and interleukin 2?
In our setting, we use cytokines in two ways. We use cytokines in combinations with vaccine development, where we're now using cytokines from the traditional high-dose IL-2, interleukin-2, or higher doses of interferon, and using them in a more lower-dose subcutaneous fashion that can augment or stimulate the immune system in conjunction with vaccines being developed. So that's clinical trial research.
And you reported some of that at ASCO last year.
Right, yes. And we'll be reporting more coming up. The reports at ASCO were on the Trovax, which is the attenuated smallpox vaccine containing the tumor-associated antigen 5T4 and combinations with IL-2. And that report led to a phase 3 study going on right now in the international national settings of Trovax plus standard of care, recognizing standard of care in the United States. Sutent up front now, first line, where in some of the European studies or other countries overseas, it may be interferon still or IL-2. So that's led to adding a vaccine to standard of care to see if we can improve overall survival. So that's a large FDA trial going on right now based on our initial 15 months of data with the vaccine and combinations. Where I see high-dose IL-2 is, again, a predominant clear cell patient with good physiology, good performance status, and good prognostic patient. Potentially, one can define it even further as a lung-only patient. And if one has accessible the CA9 antibody or has access to it, if they're CA9 positive, my bias is they deserve an opportunity at what we know of as the only complete response rate therapy to date approved, which is high-dose IL-2.
And if the person, I hear this kind of brought up in the context of a younger patient, very good condition, if they turn around and say to you, okay, what kind of numbers can you give me, particularly in terms of long-term disease control, what would you say?
I would say that the data that's established right now with complete responses that is approved drug that you have access to would be high-dose IL-2.
What kind of numbers would you give a patient?
No, they have about a 3-5% opportunity at a complete response. And you'll know within the first month of therapy if they're going to respond to high-dose IL-2 or not. And then they still have the other options that were developed for cytokine failures, which is your targeted agents. So it's not that they're going to lose the targeted agents. They're available to them, but you're giving them an opportunity with a complete response.